Defrocked priest Paul Shanley is behind bars today. Yesterday, he was convicted of repeatedly raping and fondling an altar boy during the 1980s. Paul Shanley is one of the central figures in the abuse crisis involving Catholic priests in Boston. He faces life in prison when he is sentenced next week. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Shanley's accuser both smiled and sobbed as jurors announced their guilty verdicts. During the trial, the now 27-year-old firefighter said Shanley would repeatedly rape him, beginning when he was six, and then order him not to tell anyone because no one would believe it. But yesterday, 12 jurors did, and as they filed out of the courtroom, the victim bowed his head in their direction.
I think that he was overjoyed, and I think if you had a chance to see the expression on his face, he thought it was worth it.
District Attorney Martha Coakley called the victim heroic for his willingness to testify and for enduring what she called brutal cross-examination. The victim broke down several times on the stand. At one point, he begged the judge not to make him continue, but ultimately he did go on, in large part, Coakley says, because he understood that statutes of limitations made it impossible for prosecutors to bring charges in most other cases.
I think part of what inspired him was that sense that if I don't do this, then nobody will.
Indeed, many other alleged victims said they felt a kind of vicarious vindication after Shanley's conviction. Anne Hagen Webb says she was raped by another priest who's now passed away, but she says she felt both relieved and comforted to see Paul Shanley on his way to prison.
So many of us had to count on this case for our own justice because our cases could not be brought to court. And so this case was a representative case. He seemed to be the worst of the worst, and he deserves that guilty verdict, definitely.
All along, it's been defense attorneys' biggest fear that Shanley would come to represent all the sins of all accused priests. There was little evidence in this case, apart from the victim's own testimony, that he recovered memories of his abuse 3 years ago. From the start, defense attorneys said they were worried that jurors would be prejudiced by years of news stories detailing other allegations against Shanley, and that Shanley would be made a kind of scapegoat.
I wish I could say surprise, but...
After the verdict, defense attorney Frank Mondano declined to talk with reporters chasing after him, except to suggest that he'd appeal the verdict. He says he's disappointed that the lack of more evidence in this case was, quote, not an impediment to conviction.
I think that is the harsh reality of our world.
Shanley himself made no comment after the verdict. Wearing a suit coat too big for his frail frame and a hearing aid in each ear, the now 74-year-old ex-priest showed no emotion as the verdict was read or as he was escorted from the courtroom to be locked up. His niece was in tears after he left. She said there were no winners in this case, only losers. A friend, Paul Shannon, praised Shanley for the work he did as a street priest in the 70s, reaching out to gay youth and challenging the church's policies against homosexuality. Shannon called the guilty verdict a catastrophe for anyone concerned with justice.
The overall case is absolutely preposterous. It is mathematically impossible for Shanley to have done what the people said that he did. Paul Shanley is a person completely dedicated to prevent the abuse of other people.
There were no such defenses, however, from the Archdiocese. In a written statement, the church apologized for the, quote, depraved violations of human dignity perpetrated on children. And church officials said they would keep those who, quote, bear the wounds of these shameful acts in their prayers. Tovia Smith, NPR News.